I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Michelangelo, genius, right? Good painter, fair sculptor, lots of sketches. And now a team of art experts think they've got proof that a couple of Michelangelo's sculptures have been hidden in plain sight for centuries. It's a pair of bronze statues depicting two drunk, athletic, naked men riding on panthers. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, Dr. Victoria Avery is a keeper of applied arts at the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, England. That's where the statues are now on display.
They are absolutely stunning. You really need to try and come and see them in person. They're just under a metre high each. And as you say, they are two very athletic, highly muscled, youngish men, slightly older one with a beard, slightly younger one, clean shaven. They each have one arm raised in the air, the other arm held towards the waist. And as you say, seated astride, snarling, ferocious panthers.
Yeah, really triumphant pose. They are pretty extraordinary. So why do we believe that Michelangelo might have created them?
Well, we've gathered together a body of evidence that we feel is pretty compelling. There's quite a lot of visual evidence. Professor Paul Joannides made a connection with a drawing in France that shows it's a copy drawing by a pupil of Michelangelo of several facsimile copies of works by Michelangelo. And in a little corner, there is indeed a nude youth on the back of a panther. So it's a very unusual subject, and it shows that Michelangelo was working on this topic. And also the technique used for this drawing implies very much that Michelangelo was thinking about it in terms of a sculptural rather than a pictorial composition. So the visual evidence is there, and we've also got some pretty convincing technical and anatomical evidence too.
Like what?
Well, we had some Rijksmuseum conservation scientist colleagues analyse the bronzes, and they were very thick-walled, which would indicate an earlier date of casting, because really by the 1530s, the Italians had got their act together with casting, and most bronzes after about the 1530s had much thinner-walled casts. So this bit of evidence has led the Rijksmuseum conservation scientists to say, well, actually, from a technical point of view, it's more likely than not that these bronzes are early 16th century.
And for you, I mean, the moment you realized that it was probably pretty certain these are Michelangelo's, what was that like for you?
Mind-blowing. To have in front of one these nude, lithe, athletic, muscled males on their snarling panthers, and then to actually be able to touch them, you know, you really are in the presence of Michelangelo, and the fact that they, you know, may well be lost works by his hand, and then you do more research. Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted.
And what about the subject matter? I mean, nude men, that seems kind of an appropriate subject for sculpture, but on a panther?
Yes, it is an incredibly unusual subject matter. We believe that what they represent are Bacchants, male followers of the wine god Bacchus. Bacchus in ancient Roman mythology, or Dionysus in ancient Greek. He was the god of wine, of hedonism, of joyfulness, of fruitfulness and whatever. And Dionysus or Bacchus had followers, female Maenads or male Bacchants, and often they were rather drunk, inebriated by the god, and they formed these triumphal processions. The link between nudity and triumphalism and panthers makes us think very strongly that they are, well, definitely a pagan subject, and probably Bacchants on panthers. I think it was a good excuse to show people having a wild time and a bit of nudity under the guise of an intellectual, you know, ancient subject.
Well, from high art to low art, my most recent reference of men on panthers was Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. They were a panther, but they weren't naked. Vicky, what's been the response since you made the announcement there in Cambridge?
Very, very interesting indeed. I think the public are as intrigued by the story as we are. The press have all leapt upon it. But on the other hand, you know, Michelangelo is one of the greatest artists ever to have lived. And so I think to have not one but two new works by his hand, it's a very, very critical and interesting moment in Michelangelo's career.
Dr. Vicky Avery, keeper of applied arts at the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, UK, telling us about two statues of nude men on panthers strongly suspected to be Michelangelo's. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nude men on panthers, they look a lot like nude men on panthers. We've got more detailed photos of the sculptures at PRI.org.